It's described as an era-defining US presidential election. And while Election Day is over 2 weeks away, early voting is underway. Polls in the US show that either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris just shaded over the other, with many polls showing a 50-50 tie. Jonathan Lemire of MSNBC is on the line. Jonathan, we're heading into the final 2 weeks of campaigning, but early voting is well underway.
That's right. With the rise of early voting here in the United States, Election Day itself this year, November 5th, sort of marks the end of the process as opposed to the beginning. Although we should also note, if past is prologue, it's going to take several days to count the votes. In 2020, the winner, Joe Biden, wasn't declared until the weekend, the Saturday after Election Day. And considering how tight these polls are and how close this race is expected to be, we may be in for a similar dynamic this time around as well.
Now, in previous US elections, we had the soccer moms, we had the Hispanics, we had the white male as all being crucial groups that the candidates had to go after. Is there a single crucial voting block this time around, or are they all vital in this tight race?
I would say more that they are all vital, but I'll still highlight a couple. For Vice President Harris, she is certainly well ahead of Donald Trump in terms of support she's received from voters of color, both Black voters and Latino voters. But the margins that polls suggest she has are not as big as those enjoyed by President Biden in 2020, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama in previous elections. So there are some fears among Democrats that she needs to get those numbers up. Trump has made some inroads there. But there's also, if there is one sort of quiet group that people are looking at, it might be suburban women. This is, of course, the first U.S. presidential election since the Supreme Court decision in 2022 that overturned Roe v. Wade, which provided national federal abortion rights protections. And there is a sense that there is, certainly the Harris campaign is banking on, the idea that women, maybe even some independent women and even Republican women, might cast their ballot for Harris because of that issue.
Now, Donald Trump is talking to rallies and to interviewers about the enemy within, as he calls it. He's suggesting they and their Marxists and their fascists and their communists. And he seems to be suggesting within the government. It seems to me this year that the federal government has become a major dividing issue with people who trust it and people who don't. How do you see that playing out in this election?
Yeah, there's no question that Donald Trump has eroded Americans' confidence in its institutions, including the federal government. He did so while president, and he has not relented ever since. And some of his rhetoric here is, many would say, downright dangerous. It's not what we're used to here in the United States. And that he is suggesting that the federal government is the enemy within, also just simply Democrats, people who disagree with him. He has mentioned a few lawmakers, a few members of the military, this deep state, if you will. And Trump has now, on a number of occasions, suggested that were he to win, not only would his presidency be about retribution, but he would particularly target those who oppose him, like cracking down on dissent, on political opposition. And that has many Democrats sounding the alarm that Trump is a threat to democracy itself.
Jonathan, I know the polls are extremely close and too close to call, but would you say that momentum is with Donald Trump at the moment?
It goes back and forth. I think what we can safely say is this, is that when Vice President Harris suddenly was atop the ticket back in July, when President Biden decided to abandon his reelection quest, she got a surge of momentum then and another from her convention a month later in August. And she was widely perceived to have won their first and only debate convincingly. And in all three of those moments, she got a little boost of momentum. That, I think, has dissipated. And that now we have settled into this tight margin of error type race. I do think those on the Trump campaign feel like the last couple of weeks have been strong for him, but that may be changing again this week. He's had a few downright bizarre moments in terms of dancing at a rally and being unable to answer basic questions in an interview. He's also canceled a number of interviews. While Harris, who had been criticized for having too light of a campaign schedule there for a few weeks, she's really turned it up in terms of both barnstorming rallies in the battleground states and also doing interviews. So now there's a sense this week that maybe the wind is back at her back a little bit. But really what we know is this, that can change by the day. Polls consistently show Harris might have the slimmest of margins in the national polls, but those are pretty irrelevant here. This is not a national election. In the battleground states, in the seven states that are going to decide this election, all seven, too close to call.
Okay, Jonathan Lemire of MSNBC will be watching that one very closely over the next couple of weeks. Well, after the break, can you turn off your device at 5 o'clock this evening for 24 hours?